Many counted us out. They said we could not do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio App. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! In your face!
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to LindaMonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're talking about in and everything in New York City. Also, I'd like to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. I hope you're taking those nuggets I'm dropping and running with them to live the best life you can. Also, this show is sponsored by Rashad's Detail, CEO Terry Ingram Jr. Have Will's Will Clean. Go see him down in Laurinburg, North Carolina. Your car looked like it just came off the showcase. Today, y'all, we'll be talking about three ways to grieve the death of a loved one. I just lost my mother last week, and she was 100 years old, so she had a blessed life. We made sure of that. But it's still very difficult because she was always telling us that she was going to live like Moses to reach 120. She made it to that 100, but God saw fit to bring her on home. So the first way you grieve the death of a loved one, you have to cry. And you have to deal with your emotions because your emotions will go whack. You'll be feeling angry, you'll be feeling sad, some people go into a depression. Most people, whether it was a death that was unexpected, those are the hardest ones when they die unexpectedly, or if it was a murder. Those two deaths are the hardest death. I feel that you just can't get a grasp over it real quick. My mom died at my home with me. Went to give her a breathing treatment, and she was gone with the Lord. Very shocking experience. Never had to experience that before. It's been very difficult for me the last couple of weeks. But you cry and deal with those emotions. You ask God to give you strength. You talk to a trusting friend that wants to just listen and not offer advice, but just listen so you can walk through those emotions. You also have to think about the life that person lived. That'll help you get over that grief of the death of a loved one as well. Also, after the funeral, after the funeral, that's when the anger hits, I'm telling you, because you know and realize that you will not be seeing that person again until hopefully they get to heaven and you do too. But the anger sets in immediately. People's emotions just run whack. And you just have to focus and think of the good times that you had with that person. The second way to grieve the death of a loved one is that you have to pray. You have to stay in contact with God. If you ever take a moment not to make that contact with God each day, oh my God, your life will just go whack and your emotions will just be out of control. So definitely pray to God, ask him for strength, send him somebody that can console you and understand what you're going through that's had a death, not seeing someone that never experienced death because they have no clue what you're feeling. And they all can say, I'm sorry for your loss, but that doesn't help, because you know within your heart that you'll never see this person again once the funeral is over. It's hard once that casket closed. That's the finality of not ever seeing this person another day in your life. The third way to grieve the death of a loved one is to remember their lives. Like I said, if they were Christians and you know they went to heaven, just remember the good things that they did and remember the things that they shared and talked to you and taught you. I had a very loving mother. She made sure we knew God at a very early age. You know, life wasn't always perfect, but she did always tell us about God. And when we got in trouble or needed a friend, we knew to talk to God, and he'd make everything all right for you. Those good times and memories of the things that you went through, I'll never forget when I took her to Honolulu and she had to sit in first class and I had to sit in coach. She sat there and worried about me because she up there eating and I'm in the back of the plane with the little drinking peanuts. So that's what type of person my mother was. She was very caring. She wanted to make sure you had a good life. She was a stranger to no one. She always invited people in the house, stayed whether she knew you or not. She just wanted to make sure you had a good life and that she entertained strangers. I remember I came to New York and met this prophet, and he wanted to come down to our hometown, and he knew nobody in the city but me, so she invited him into her house and fed him, and I mean, he became a lifetime friend of ours. Every time he would need to come to Lauenburg, my mother would always open her doors for him to stay with us and let him have a place and not charge him. He didn't have to stay in a hotel. He didn't have to go out and buy any food, because if you ever stayed at her house, she made sure she got up and cooked for you. Like I said, she was 100. She would still get up and cook. And like I said, she was just such a blessing. I'm truly going to miss her. And it's very rare that you have a parent to live to be 100. I know that day I found my mother deceased, I called my coach, Benny Randall Jr., and he was like, Lena, how many people do you know that live to be 100? And how do you live to even be 100 years of age? And I had to tell him, you just have to trust God. God is the only one that can give you long life. And once you do that, he will do what he said he will do. She was happy to be on this earth for 100 years, and you just have to trust God and put him first in your life. Just wanted to come on and give you those three nuggets to live by. Cry, deal with those emotions, whether they're negative or positive. You have to deal with them. And ask God to give you strength to bear the burden, because he said he'll put nothing on us, no more on us than we can bear. So it may be hard, but we know he knows best. And my mom definitely was tired, so she went on home to be with the Lord. Also pray constantly every day. Never miss that contact with God, because he will be your strength and your hope in the time of trouble. And thirdly, remember the good times that you had with that person. Don't think of the negative things that happened with you or in their lives. Just think of the good times and how you guys were blessings to each other. Broadcasting live from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're talking about in and everything from New York City. Again, my book is out. I want you to go to Linda Monroe and get a copy. I'll send you a gift along with that. It's also in a physical copy. Against All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. It would truly be a blessing to you. And if you don't want to read it, I do have it in an audio book. I will read it to you. Until next week, be blessed. Thank all my listeners for listening to me each and every week and taking the nuggets that I drop to live the best life you can live. Again, this show is sponsored by Rashad Detail Company. CEO and owner Terry Ingram Jr. Have wheels with clean. Have wheels will clean. Like I tell you, he'll make your car look just like it came off the showcase. So go down to Lawrenceburg if you're in that area and support his business with your cars, and he will definitely make your car look good. Until next week, be blessed. All is well. Pray for me and my family in this difficult time. And until next week, I will be talking to you again, live from New York City. Have a blessed evening.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.